producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Batar, do we have to roll you around after the holiday weekend? Did you eat as much as Super Don did? Because he ate enough for three of us.
I never eat as much as Super Don.
Last year you might have. This year he had a Cajun turkey day. And he took pictures of things he was eating. I was like, my gosh, that's a month's worth of food.
I had a Cajun turkey day and a Cajun day after turkey day and a Cajun day after turkey day. So,
yeah. Wow. Well, it only lasted 3 days, hopefully. Maybe it's still lasting. Who knows?
Yeah. He's going to have the Cajun flu next. That is a spicy meatball. All right. Well, listen, I'm pleased that we actually took a few days downtime, which we never do here. I'm trying. You know how it is. I was mentioning to you last hour, Dr. Batar, how, you know, you acknowledge my ridiculously clean way of eating. At the same time, where I fall down, and I'm not a good example, is I don't take much time off at all. And it's just not good. And I'm trying to be better about that. And so we actually did some downtime, got to great family time, hanging with the kids, having fun, working the garden a little bit. And it feels good. It feels good to do it.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah, it doesn't come easy, though, because when you're driven to do what you do and you love what you do, we've said that, and you've said it so many times, you'll never work another day in your life.
Yep. Actually, Confucius said that. I just used it. I just borrowed it from him.
Yeah, well, it's a statement that I heartily agree with, and I remember growing up in this Western world, particularly our culture here in the United States, and we were all geared for, you know, what are you going to do? What is your job going to be? How long will you work till you retire and get a watch? And then they'll send you off and then you'll sit around doing nothing. And that was everybody's dream, to retire and do nothing. It was just like, as I grew up, I was like, what kind of dream is that? That was a kind of bizarre thing that they've sold us.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a component inside every human brain. It's called the RASCON, the Reticular Activating System Control Mechanism. And that's a goal-seeking mechanism. And what they found is that when a human retires, for example, I think a male, it's like 3 years after retirement they die. I think a woman, it's 5 years. It's because the reticular activating system control mechanism no longer has a goal that it's oriented towards. And so having a goal in life, or having something that you're striving forward for, is essential to engage the human spirit in order for it to sustain itself and continue forward. The people that retire and have nothing to live for, they deteriorate rapidly and they're gone. And this has been shown in studies. I think you've probably heard of these studies, Robert, right? The people that retire, males that retire, they don't have any other goal. They have nothing else, no other hobbies. That doesn't mean if you retire and now you've got a passion for horseback riding or tractor rebuilding or something, you're going to die in 3 years. That's not what we're saying. But the studies showed that when somebody retires and they have nothing else to live for, they have no goals, they have no hobbies, they have no folks, they have no grandkids, they have nothing else, they die.
Yeah, the purpose for living, even if, you know, if you can define purpose as, oh my gosh, you're a purpose-driven life, what does that mean? I mean, it can be as simple and beautiful as just, you know, living to serve others, doing, you know, some type of service for others that brings you great joy. It doesn't have to be a mission to transform the planet, because, you know, ultimately that one person you help transform is what does ultimately transform the planet.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't have to be, as you said, it doesn't have to follow any specific parameters. It's just having a goal, something that you're striving for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I love that we're getting to do this on this path together. We get to intertwine our journeys, and we're going to be getting together for this Truth About Cancer, a global quest. Ty Bollinger, our buddy, is hosting us, and we're going to be dressed up in funny penguin suits, I hear.
Well, you might be.
You're not. You're just going to be the odd man out. You're going to be wearing the cutoff shirt that Ty usually wears.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Ty was trying to tell me, or I think Ty's wife was telling Debbie, that I better wear a tux, because if I don't, everybody's going to laugh at me. I'm going to be singled out. I said, so tell me something that hasn't happened in the rest of my life. I'm used to that.
Yeah, you know what I think?
I'm comfortable when I'm singled out.
It's very funny. I think Ty may have asked me to introduce you because you may be getting an award of some kind. I'm not sure about this. We'll see. But he said that Ty said, if I have to introduce him, I'm just going to cut him up, and people might not understand the relationship. So I said, if I'm going to help out in that way, I'm happy to do so.
Well, he basically said, I told him that initially, I told him that I wasn't going to be able to be there.
Yeah.
And he told me, dude, you need to be there. And I said, I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it there, because I had all these things, like 7 different trips in just the last 6 weeks of, you know, of the year. And he said, listen, you need to be there because, you know, a little bird told me, you know, something about an award. And I'm like, what kind of award? And so anyway, I'm not going to talk about that on the air. But the point is that he told me that he was going to have you introduce me, because if he didn't, then he'd be cutting up. And I said, if you actually went up there and introduced me, I said, I would be cracking up and saying, this is a prank joke.
Yeah, you're giving me a what? Okay, I'm leaving the room right now. It's much safer. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's going to be a great time. And, you know, a lot of the folks that participated, again, 1,000 different views, if you will. I mean, 120 different doctors, a lot of people that have healed from cancer. And as I said, there are many paths to get there. You know, the only path that we wouldn't want to endorse is one that would take away the power from you. You know, whoever you are out there, your ability to heal, it comes in with you. It's innate. But we sometimes need the guidance of those who have seen it and been down that road. And you know, we've traveled or we've journeyed it. It doesn't mean that there's a one-size-fits-all approach other than what we've said about cleaning up the garbage, giving the body what it needs. And, you know, all of these things you've written about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, they're all there for you.
Well, Robert, you know, it's, from what I understand, it was over 5 million people that watched that.
Stunning number. Yeah, 5 million. I mean, CNN doesn't get that rating on its best night, not even close.
Yeah. So Ty has reached a lot of people. He's done a phenomenal job. Him and his team and his partner did a phenomenal job with that. And a lot of people needed that information. A lot of people believe that there is no other option, and that's why they go down that chute, like you call it, the sheeple, following a certain path.
Right.
And when people are given another beacon, another light that they can zero in on, and realize that, hey, this isn't the only path. That chute going downhill is not the only route for me. There may be a different route. And they have the tenacity and the wherewithal to actually take that road less traveled, which I believe in time will become the road more traveled, believe it or not.
It sure will. And you know, it isn't that people also won't now suddenly come to us, because they do all of the time, say, tell me the path that I have to be on. And it's like, no, that's not our job. I mean, we're here to show you some options. These are the things that you do. These are the things that I do. You can integrate them. But to have people then say, well, I didn't like, finally figured out that what they were telling me was wrong. Now I want to do what you tell me. And it's like, that's not exactly the perspective that we want people to come here with.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes that perspective that they get to is a rude awakening. And I'll give you an example. I don't know how much time we have, but
we're good.
Brought this up. We have enough time to go into. Well, I had this patient that actually, a potential patient, or I guess she scheduled as a patient, new patient from Ty's program that he put out there. And the lady gets on the phone with me, and it was so funny because she was beside herself. She was so excited. She was so grateful. She was so thankful to be on the phone with me, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just, Dr. Tarr, I've been following you for 2 years. I can't believe this tonight. I can't believe we're talking. And, you know, can I tape this, of course, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going fine. And she's telling me about her cancer. And she's telling me when she was diagnosed. And now I start hearing things that show the inherent conflict that this woman is living in. For example, She talks about her Reiki master that has treated her. She's talking about her acupuncturist. And then she tells me about how she was diagnosed with cancer a couple years later, like 2010, 2011. I'm sorry. She had a Reiki master that had helped her, and her naturopath acupuncturist had helped her with her sensitivity, a GI sensitivity with some foods. And then she gets diagnosed with cancer in 2012, and then she went through chemo, and then she went through radiation. Now she's calling me, and I said, wait a second. You had a practitioner, a naturopathic practitioner, and an acupuncturist that helped you with your gluten sensitivities and with your food sensitivities, and then you did what? You got cancer and you did what? And she said, well, then I went through chemo. And I said, wait a second, nobody else talked to you about it? I mean, it's kind of strange that you go into an acupuncturist and a naturopath and then you get cancer. She said, oh, no, I always, always knew that if I had cancer, I would never go down the conventional route. And she's a medical sales, a pharmaceutical sales rep. She said, I know I'd never go through that route. I never did. I never expected to, and I never would. So I'm like, okay, but didn't you say that you've already gone through radiation and chemo? Well, I did, because I didn't expect to get cancer so young.
Wow.
I'm listening to her, and then she goes, so when I found out, I figured, well, I better go with the study, the published, studied, documented things, the big guns, to make sure that I wouldn't have this problem again. And I'm listening to this woman, and I'm going, mother of God, what, are you listening to yourself?
No, that's some
line. And
serious.
But I had to stop her and tell her husband, and her husband got it. And I told her, living in conflict, and this is where cancer starts. And, I mean, I had, I didn't mean to. And I thought, this is not a beat up on, whatever her name was, Dave.
Sure, sure.
You have to understand that I'm trying to verbally slap you and wake you up so you understand that you are, you believe such and such, but you really didn't believe it, because when the poof hit the fan, you deserted your post and went running somewhere else, which meant that you never really believed it.
Wow. That's a stunning discovery within that phone call. And I've had experiences like that where you discover the conflict right there, and they're completely unaware of it. And, maybe their spouse is, but haven't found a way to make the bridge in this case.
Exactly.
But what...
And I had to tell her that my whole goal with her was, and I told her, I knew right from that point that by doing this, she was upset, she was crying, she couldn't even speak, and she was crying. And I told her that my goal is that if I never see you again, that you at least understand that you've gotten something from this so that you can continue on your journey to health. But first and foremost is that you have to resolve this conflict, because you cannot live in this type of a dichotomy. It is only going to create more and more oxidative stress for you, and it's going to be detrimental to your overall being, your family situations, everything, and it certainly is not going to be productive as you finding a solution for your cancer.
How interesting, Dr. Bitar, and we're up on a break, that she was also a pharmaceutical sales rep, and that's a conflict of spirit at one point when you're selling poison to the people for money. And I know it's good money for folks, and you want your money to pay stuff off, but again, there is a split, a schism, on the spiritual sense by doing that and saying that you are not going to do that. Interesting stuff. More with Dr. Bitar in Advanced Medicine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continues here with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Each and every Monday we kick off the week doing advanced medicine. You can also, the easiest way to access the hundreds of hours of archives specific to what we do with Dr. Bitar here, medicalrewind.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Bitar, we're talking about conflicts, right? Conflicts of interest. But in this case, you've got a conflict within one person. And that was the interesting story you were relating about someone who came in off of the Global Quest, watched it, and said, oh, my gosh, I'm so grateful to talk to you, Dr. Bitar. And then you immediately pick up that conflict and you know, basically relate it back to her and her husband. And that is a huge issue that relates to emotional and spiritual toxicities, does it not?
Absolutely. And this is what the husband picked up on. I mean, he could answer the question. The wife couldn't. And, you know, my goal is success. I want to get the success in that patient. I want to get that desired outcome. And I certainly don't have any desire to waste their time, waste their effort, waste their money. Most importantly, I don't want to waste my own time. And this woman, right off the bat, I knew was not going to have the desired outcome with her mindset the way it was. And either she was going to have an epiphany and wake up and move forward in the right direction, or she was going to shrivel back and not be able to come out of that conflict. And that's what ends up resulting in whether we are successful or we are not successful. I mean, there is no such thing as death. We've talked about it before. It's a transition. As soon as people understand that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, but we're spiritual beings having a human experience, then this transitional component that we call death, that we look at so negatively, will take, you know, take its perspective and actually be the actual it'll be the actual thing that it really is, as opposed to what we have created in our own minds and what society has taught us and what propaganda has led us to believe. Now, I know that I'm going way off on a tangent, Robert, so I will bring it back under control. The point is that she decided. She never called back, so I assume she decided she wasn't going to get treatment. But I expected that. I want that filter to be there so a person says, yes, I am willing to do what's necessary and I am capable of doing what's necessary, or no, because my prayer to the Creator is very simple. If you're going to send them to me, give me the ability to help them. And if I can't help them, then don't send them to me.
Right. And in this case, because of the outreach of A Global Quest, there are going to be more people that learn about you and everybody in it that will be gravitating toward the strength of the message, the integrity, the passion with which it's delivered. And the perception on one level, albeit superficial, that I want that, they may not realize what it takes to get that. And when you find that you're in conflict, that's where, you know, the revelation hits. And what a profound little teaching tool that was.
That's exactly what you said, Robert, is the key. That they may want it, but then they realize I'm not willing to do what it takes to get that. Everybody wants good health, but they're not willing to eat healthy and exercise and drink the amount of water, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the point. This is a choice that people have, and they have to be willing to do what it takes. It's not only the willingness to do it, but the capability of doing it. A lot of people may be capable, but they're not willing, and that's where the issue lies.
Yeah, and it's a tough one when you're confronted with that. You know, we've talked about different diseases, whether it be cancer or whether it be the controversy of AIDS, you know, having, you know, counseled many people in both of those arenas. And many people, when you have to counsel them on their lifestyle and their diet, would rather die than change what they like to do. And I'm not being harsh saying it. I'm just saying that's what they've made a decision to do. And, you know, it's not for me to judge them, just to acknowledge and bless them on their way, because there's nothing I can do to help them if that's the case.
Exactly. And that's what we have to do. We have to have a filter and help those that want the help and are willing to do what's necessary to get to the desired outcome, versus not waste our time or our effort and their time and effort if we identify early enough that they're not willing to do this. Everybody wants to live, but not everybody's willing to do what's necessary to live. And,
right.
And a lot of people are not living. They're too busy worrying about living that they're no longer living. So they're already in a pseudo-death because they're not living. What is
right.
the point of living on a respirator for the next 5 years of your life? I'd rather live 1 hour of free life, of doing everything that I want, without fear, without restraint, without conflict, rather than live 10 years in conflict, fear, and pain.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about the conflicts. There's a story about GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, out of China. They're the ones that make Cervarix, one of the HPV vaccines that are unneeded. And they're crying because they were fined $500 million because they basically bribed their way into the leader of the marketplace. Now that they don't, their sales aren't going so well. And it's interesting. Is that the only way Big Pharma survives? By bribing doctors to prescribe their product? We'll ask that question, answer it. We've also got some cannabis updates, time permitting, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday, with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Dr. Bittar, DrButtar.com. Check it out. Links are up.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right. Some of the heroes of health freedom are going to be getting together, and we'll get you that information. I'll be broadcasting some live from Nashville, Tennessee later in the week with Ty Bollinger. Of course, Dr. Rasha Bittar will be there, and some other our new friends, Dr. Daryl Wolf, the doc of detox. We got some fun stuff coming up, Dr. Bitar. We were just talking about the GSK story, how Big Pharma just really blindsided by China. The Chinese FDA is way better than the U.S. one, evidently. And the government there said, you ain't bribing our doctors, right, to prescribe your drugs. And they were busted on this big time. And the Financial Times reporting that the British drug maker is now just really hurting, because without the ability to bribe physicians, there's no incentive for doctors to prescribe their products, and they're just going elsewhere. What kind of business model is this?
Well, listen, this is really interesting. I don't know whether you saw the article that came out recently. I think it was last week, and I meant to send it to you, where the American Medical Association is recommending for Congress to prohibit pharmaceutical companies from advertising.
This is, yes, we did.
The medical profession. Did you see that?
Yeah, we covered that, in fact. It was kind of a strange thing for AMA to see do.
Exactly. That's what I thought. It was very, very strange that they'd actually done it. So if you already covered it, then, you know, I only get my news on Mondays when I'm talking to you, Robert. So when you and Don send me the stuff, that's the only time I get my news. So.
Well, there are some folks that tune in every week just to listen to you. So there.
Well, that's you know, it's like those kids that we found out that would rather go to rather listen to us and come visit us at the Natural Health Expo as opposed to going to Disney World. Remember that?
Right. That's a classic one. Marlon Glennon family. And we're still in touch with that family. They're so wonderful. They always send holiday greetings and things. And, you know, what living examples are out there that have taken inspiration. And they inspire us equally so when they go out and change their community via living differently. It's wonderful.
Well, it's always nice whenever you hear somebody saying that. In fact, I had a patient of mine today she's been a patient, or her son's been a patient for a while. Patient's name is Noah. And so, Zena, I know you're listening because he told me you listen every week, and you just told me a couple hours ago that you're going to be listening again. So for people like Zena, you know, even though we don't even recognize it, sometimes it's like Robert and Don and I are just talking away, but we don't realize how many different other people are listening. So Zena, for you and for all the people out there that listen to us every week, I'm grateful that you do. I feel sorry that you don't have any better source of entertainment to listen to us, but hopefully we do impart some information and knowledge during that 1 hour.
Classic. Zena, yes, thank you for helping us spread this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Appreciate that. Now, on the HPV vaccine front, speaking of GSK real quick, and we'll do some discussion of cannabis as it relates to government, too. The HPV shot, of course, completely unnecessary. There's no actual hardcore evidence to say that the human papillomavirus even causes cervical cancer 20, 30 years from now. But there's a lot of information about adverse events associated with Gardasil and Cervarix, and it's getting out. I mean, the government of Japan pulled it off of the mandated or recommended schedule. I mean, this is not small stuff. Countries are taking notice of this. And so there's an article, they're saying they're very upset about the web information that is out there. It's unofficial, right? It's not coming from official sources, that when you Google, for instance, Gardasil injury, that you don't get, you know, NBC News. Instead, you get, you know, alternative news sites where people are discussing the fact that their children were injured or paralyzed or in some cases killed by these shots.
Yeah, this is again, the propaganda that goes along with it. They can't control the propaganda anymore, and so they're losing their minds because they know that the truth is going to come out. I mean, how do you prevent the thousands of people that have been injured from Gardasil and some of these other vaccines? How do you prevent them from coming out and telling the world? And if they can't control the web links, I mean, basically what they're complaining about, Robert, is that they don't live in China. They wish they lived in China where their messages were controlled.
Right.
You only listen to what the government wants you to listen to.
Yeah, they want you to have the censored view. And, of course, the headline says misleading HPV vaccine websites are easy to find, which means what? You Google them and they come up on the first or second page. That's horrible. We can't have that. We've got to change the algorithms. We got to figure out these search engine things. And, of course, I say just go to goodgopher.com instead of Google, because it filters out all of the garbage mainstream stuff. And so you can get right to the heart of the unofficial stories that you know are much closer to the truth, or actually are the truth.
Yeah, I think that that's a really good point. And I think that companies like Google, they don't really care, official, non-official. They're, and again, maybe I'm incorrect, maybe I'm naive in this sector, but it appears that they only want to see what's most relevant based upon what the public is clicking on.
unless and until there are connections at very high levels that say, listen, we got to get a hold of the handle on this information, like Wikipedia, which is a great idea, you know, self-sourced, if you will, self-regulated kind of encyclopedia, except when it comes to controversies. If it's about which national park is the coolest national park, there's no controversy, right? Anybody can go in and edit that. But when it comes to vaccines and injuries, suddenly there's a gatekeeper and you can't put any information other than the official information in there.
Well, and this is a funny thing. This happened when they tried to enter, my staff tried to enter into the timeline for autism Wikipedia when Abhi testified. And that's a matter of congressional record. And three times it did it, and three times in less than 5 minutes. The first time was took about 5 minutes, the second time about 3 minutes, the third time about a minute for them to flag it and revoke it and said not substantiable. And we were like, what do you mean can't be substantiated?
It's on the congressional record.
It's a matter of public, I mean, it's a matter of congressional history now.
Yeah.
It's in the Library of Congress. It's a specific time and date that, you know, that this became a record of in the U.S. history. But no, that's not substantiated.
No, it's not the official story. Speaking of official stories coming from government, sometimes they're really bad. Sometimes they get it right, including the Supreme Court in Canada. That leads us to today's cannabis update. All right, good news from our neighbors up north in Canada, and we've got loads of Canadian listeners. Medical cannabis is now legal in all forms according to the Supreme Court. Their Supreme Court, guess what? Dr. Bitar, their equivalent of, you know, the head of Health and Human Services we would have in America. They have Health Canada up there. Their health minister is outraged by the ruling. Outraged that the Supreme Court would, you know, basically fall down on the side of the use of this plant medicinally. We're not even talking recreationally, medicinally. But the Supreme Court of Canada has now ruled that you don't have to smoke it to make it legitimate. You can consume it, eat it as a plant, put it on your salad. That's a big step.
So what does this mean towards our past President Clinton then?
He could have inhaled. He would have been okay in Canada now anyway. In fact, he could have eaten some medical brownies if he wanted to, which before he went vegan, he probably ate loads of them.
If they looked at the border control and the number of people leaving Canada versus leaving the U.S. for Canada, I bet you there was a pretty interesting surge across the borders.
Maybe up in those bordering states where cannabis has not been made legal yet. That's true. That's possible. Another story here on cannabis, cancer patient gets medical marijuana card after a court order. Basically, New Hampshire cancer patient Linda Horan, was refused the ability to get this, medical marijuana use card because she, you know, they have to go over to Maine where it's legal to do that. And New Hampshire wasn't ready until next year to establish this. So their court there ruled, their Supreme Court ruled, you know, this woman could die before this happens. Why can't you see that level of compassion at the FDA or the U.S. Supreme Court? So far, we haven't seen evidence of that occurring. And then in Michigan, marijuana, even there's medical marijuana there, you can't use it in a parking lot, according to their ruling. So it's a mixed bag, but overall, government in the United States not really catching on as well as we think they should. And I want to reference this in terms of the ability to travel. Because one of those rights that we have by virtue of our birth does not come from government. And that is the freedom to move about the planet without restriction. Now, understand, if you're entering a foreign land, there may be some things that you need, like a passport, right, at border control. Although, with the whole Middle East crisis, there's another story there we can't get to right now. But did you see this story, Dr. Bitar, about now there's a federal bill, and it's going to go to Obama to sign, that would restrict your ability to travel outside the U.S. if the IRS says you owe money?
Yeah, I thought I was the one who said it to you.
Yeah, I saw this earlier, too, in another article or another source, but now Natural News has picked it up. And this is stunning because, remember, with the IRS, you're not innocent until proven guilty, right? There's no probable cause scenario. They can just make the claim and then good luck trying to prove your innocence. So in this case, they could restrict your travel simply by making the claim that you owe back taxes, whether it's legitimate or not.
Yeah, it's amazing that if they can prevent people from moving around, this is just another control mechanism that they're going to put in place and a way to control people. So it is scary, and for most people that don't travel around, it's not going to affect them. But for the people that do travel to different countries for business or for whatever reasons, have family, it has the potential of really being a difficulty.
See, this is the problem when you're reduced to a number. And, you know, from the Christian theology, we talk about a number of the beast, you know, whatever it is. But the concept of numbering people like cattle is always fraught with danger. And people say, well, how are we going to control this? No, you're not supposed to be controlled like cattle, especially in this organic Republican form of government known as these United States. You were never supposed to, but yet we acquiesced in the 20th century, along with other things like Flexner Report, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. We could go on and on and on and show you how in the 20th century we were converted from humans that were special and had rights by virtue of their birth, their creation by a creator, to subjects of an out-of-control, tyrannical, bureaucratic oligarchy, whether it be like a kingdom or an emperorship, something like that. The oligarchy has been what the American Republic has become.
I don't even know what to say to that, Robert.
it's upsetting to me because...
It is upsetting.
The willingness to be numbered like cattle. The American people have acquiesced. And who up there is arguing against this, running for president? Any of them?
Nobody.
So they've just accepted the fact that we have to be numbered like cattle and controlled like cattle. You can't travel because we say. Because we say. Good luck trying to prove that what you're saying is not true. All right, we got another segment. We may discuss this some more or bring up completely different topics. Stick with us. Advanced Medicine continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
By the way, we first saw that article about the IRS and passports at Wall Street Journal, and then money at CNN, Freedom Outpost, and of course now Natural News. And originally, Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, Senator Ron Wyden. Do you know about him, Super Don, back in Oregon, this Wyden character?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Probably an Uber lib. And the thing is, you know, we could always find something we agree with, you know, an Uber lib on. But the fact that they would be willing to do this to restrict travel, and of course reminding everybody that if you love liberty, you can't be declared guilty until proven innocent. I mean, there's no jurisprudence in there. It's, you're preempting freedom with a thing like this. And, you know, Dr. Bitar, like I said, you can play by the rules, and somebody says, hey, that Dr. Bitar character, yeah, sure, he's paid up on everything, but we don't like that he reverses autism in kids. Let's restrict this. Let's claim he owes. I mean, this is the stuff that the IRS has been used for politics since there's been an IRS.
Well, I would just say that the people that said surely the IRS would never do that. You remember who they flagged last year, right?
Well, all the conservative groups,
right.
The Tea Party groups.
Well, they actually, yeah, that's true, but they flagged Billy Graham.
Yeah, right, Billy Graham, that's right. Not,
you know,
tithing enough to the federal government.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess the writing's on the wall, that's all I can say, right?
I just, like you said, the wussification of America over the 20th century. We've become a nation of wimps and wussies, not willing to stand up and declare who we really are in the face, you know, in creation. And you know, no, we have to accept subservient status. I'm a subject, right? No, we left England. Our forefathers, our ancestors left England to declare a nation that would no longer have a king or an emperor. And now we have a bureaucratic oligarchy serving just as illicitly, illegally, and horrifically, in tyranny, in this way. If they can block your travel based on a declaration that could be completely bogus to begin with.
But, you know, I'm not opposed to kings.
Good luck finding the benevolent king. I understand the concept. I do.
Okay, well, that's what I said. That's the thing. As long as he's a good king, I have no problem with it.
Exactly. It's not like there's never been one. But again, the problem with that is that when that king's gone, who replaces him? And that's, you know, that's the delusion that Democrats have when they say, oh, well, or Republicans now say, we don't like Obama, we'll put our guy in. And we know that the guy that they put in or gal that they put in is a figurehead, even if they try to do something, because the bureaucratic oligarchy supersedes any election. It continues on.
I don't care who they put on there as long as the puppet masters can change.
Yeah, change the puppet masters, and then you'll see the people have voice. But, of course, who gives power to their voice? Who feeds them energetically?
Talking to you, I just want to let you know, I just got an email just a couple of minutes ago, and it says, Obama is told Putin is the real leader of the world by 60 Minute Host.
Yeah, Putin is schooling Obama. I mean, it's embarrassing. Putin knows so much about world history, and it's like, you know, we're not Russian, we don't claim to be Russian, but I look what happens on the world stage here, and Obama is a rank amateur, unless it's by design, intention. We want to reduce the role of the United States on the global stage, and this is how we're going to do it. And Obama looks the fool. He doesn't even understand history here. Or if he does, it's even worse.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad state, but it is evidence of the same message that we've been talking about, and that is that people have to take responsibility for themselves. If you allow an entity, organization, political body, government, whatever, to dictate, you know, your beliefs, your religion, how to take care of your kids, what you eat, what you put into your bodies, what Thomas Jefferson said, when a people allow government to dictate the foods and they put in their mouths and the medicines they put into their bodies, their souls will be soon under the same tyranny as those who their souls will soon be in the same state as those who live in tyranny.
The same sorry state.
Right,
exactly. Exactly. And you know, the willingness to put up with this is also a result of the destruction of the integrity of the soil and the food that's grown on it. You know, you weaken the mineral content, you remove the mineral content. You know, as much as man can be intelligent and see things, doesn't have the energy to act on it. The body is no longer functioning in the same way. And that's the connection, body, mind, spirit. That if you get a hold of one of those angles, or all three, or two out of the three, you control men.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we do advanced medicine every week here with Dr. Rasha Batar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time for this very evening, Dr. Batar. Great discussion from the start to the finish, my friend.
Same as every week, huh?
Yeah, I don't care what Ty Bollinger says about you. We'll all get together. We're going to get together and laugh a lot this week. So thank you all for being here, Dr. Batar. What do you got to tell them?
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.